A meeting was held in Howie Center on Wednesday evening to discuss suspicious and illegal activity there and in the surrounding area. Cape Breton Regional Police Constable Gary Frazier held the meeting to discuss potentially setting up a neighborhood watch program. Frazier presented information on how to form and operate a neighborhood watch, as well as what to do when encountering illegal and suspicious activity. The main focus of the meeting was concerns raised by attendees about speeding and dangerous ATV use in the area, with many sharing accounts of dangerous driving on ATVs by those who are underage. After the meeting, Frazier spoke about the concerns that were raised with speeding and dangerous ATV use.
Yes, and it's a valid concern. A lot of communities have the same concern. I'll take this information back to our traffic sergeant, Sergeant Scott Reeves, and we'll sit down and we'll come up with a plan, and hopefully we can come out and we can help the community with this problem. Again, with ATVs and motorbikes, if they don't stop for us, it's another issue. But we want to come out and help these communities. That seems to be a really big problem here. So we will address that.
He encouraged anyone who spots speeding or dangerous ATV use to call 911 for emergencies and 902-563-5151 for non-emergencies.
Call the police. Call us. We don't know what's happening if you don't call us. It's 902-563-5151. We got to get to stats. If we know it's happening in the area, we're going to redirect our resources in that area. But if you don't call, we'll do our drives through as police vehicles will go through the area that are assigned in the area. But if we don't know what's happening, we can't react to that. So we have to get the calls. We encourage the citizens to call us. Whether it's 2 in the morning or 2 in the afternoon, give us a call.
Frazier has held similar meetings about neighborhood watches in Point Edward, Glace Bay, and Dominion, with more meetings booked in Port Morion, Donkin, and New Waterford. At the Howie Center meeting, many put their names down as interested in a neighborhood watch, and Frazier says they can still schedule more meetings in other communities.
And we'll go where we're asked to go. If the community feels that there's a need there, we definitely will come and give them the information and help them set up a neighborhood watch program.
This has been coverage of efforts to curb criminal activity by the Cape Breton Regional Municipality. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.